In this bulletin, the World Health Organization designates a new COVID variant in South Africa as one of concern. A giant of musical theatre, Stephen Sondheim, dies aged 91. And in sport, world number one Novak Djokovic helps Serbia advance in their Davis Cup opener against Austria. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tina Quinn. The World Health Organization has given a new COVID-19 variant found in South Africa the name Omicron. The WHO has designated the B11529 variant as one of concern after it was found to have a high number of mutations as well as rapid spread among young people within South Africa's Gauteng province. Since its discovery on November 9th, Omicron has coincided with the sudden increase of coronavirus infections in the region, with cases also now detected in Hong Kong, Israel and Belgium. The WHO's Maria Vankerkov says early evidence suggests an increased risk of reinfection.
So Omicron B11529 is named as a variant of concern because it has some concerning properties. This variant has a large number of mutations, and some of these mutations have some worrying characteristics. Right now, there are many studies that are underway. There's a lot of work that is ongoing in South Africa and in other countries to better characterize the variant itself in terms of transmissibility, in terms of severity, and any impact on our countermeasures like the use of diagnostics, therapeutics, or vaccines.
In response to the emergence of the new variant of COVID-19, the United States will join other countries in imposing travel restrictions on South Africa. United States President Joe Biden announced the new travel ban while in Nantucket, Massachusetts for Thanksgiving.
I've decided that we're going to be cautious, make sure there's no travel to and from South Africa and six other countries in that region, and except for American citizens who are able to come back. We don't know a lot about the variant except that it is a great concern.
Meanwhile, South Africa has hit out at what it's calling the draconian travel restrictions being imposed on the country in response to the new variant. South African Health Minister Joe Fala says many of the countries that are introducing travel bans have far higher daily COVID cases than his own.
That's why we are saying that the reaction of countries in terms of imposing travel bans and such measures are completely against the norms and standards as guided by the World Health Organization.
On the home front, Australia is expected to follow other countries in tightening its travel rules with Southern African countries. The federal government is expected to make an announcement later today to outline new rules for travellers in and out of the country. Returning overseas now, and the Broadway composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim has died at the age of 91. Sondheim is the creator of some of the world's most well-known musicals, including West Side Story, Company, Into the Woods and Sweeney Todd, as well as songs such as Send in the Clowns. He won more Tony Awards than any other composer and was also given a Pulitzer Prize and an Academy Award. He is widely credited with reshaping American musical theatre in the second half of the 20th century. Sondheim passed away at his home in Roxbury, Connecticut. The Netherlands is further tightening its COVID-19 restrictions in the face of soaring new infections and hospital admissions that threaten to overwhelm the country's healthcare system. The Dutch government says it's been advised by health officials that interactions between people need to be reduced by more than 20% if it's to get the virus back under control, despite 85% of adults being fully vaccinated. The Netherlands has experienced a wave of civil unrest in response to the pandemic measures, including protests in several cities that turned violent last weekend. Dutch caretaker Prime Minister Mark Rutte says the step up in restrictions will ask a lot of everyone.
Maar we moeten realistisch zijn.
But we have to be realistic. The numbers are high, higher, highest, every day. And all kinds of research shows that our joint behaviour has changed only slightly.
At least 19 people have been killed and 20 injured in a bus crash in central Mexico. Authorities say the bus was carrying pilgrims to a religious site in Chama, a town that has been visited by Roman Catholic pilgrims for centuries. The Australian Red Cross is calling for 140,000 new blood donors for next year to meet the needs of Australian patients. The Red Cross has found that increased social activity following COVID lockdowns has resulted in a spike in no-shows, where people failed to turn up to their booked appointments to donate blood. The blood bank needs 33,000 donations every week and says demand for blood is at an all-time high, but donor numbers haven't changed in a decade. Turning to sport now, and world number one Novak Djokovic has helped Serbia to a 3-0 win in their opener against Group F hosts Austria in the Davis Cup tennis finals in Innsbruck. Djokovic overpowered Denis Novak to claim a 6-3, 6-2 victory in under an hour. Serbia is hoping to claim its first Davis Cup title since 2010 and second overall. And now for a look at today's weather. If you're in Perth, it's looking pretty sunny with a high of 36 expected. Adelaide is sunny as well with a top of 24 expected to be reached. Melbourne's also sunny with tops of 21. In Hobart, similar conditions with a high of 19. However, if you're in Canberra, there's a possible shower with a top of 16 expected to be reached. In Wollongong, showers are also expected, although wind is easing and a high of 17 is expected. In Sydney, it's looking showers and quite windy with a top of 20. In Newcastle, much the same, also 20 degrees. Brisbane is expecting a shower or two with a top of 28. Cairns is also expecting the same with a high of 32. And in Darwin, showers and a possible storm with a high of 33. That's all the latest in SBS News. I'm Tina Quinn.